Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. The Arcata Police Department responded to a report of a stabbing during a concert at the Arcata Theater and Lounge just after midnight on Saturday. Police were able to identify the male suspect using video surveillance and determined that he was still inside the theater. Security located the suspect, 29-year-old Eddie Armando Samayoa, and detained him without incident. Samayoa was arrested and booked into jail for assault with a deadly weapon, while the victim was transported to Mad River Community Hospital for treatment of his injuries. An Arcata police officer identified a stolen Dodge minivan that drove past him in the 100 block of South G Street early Friday morning. Officers located the stolen minivan in the 100 block of F Street. A search of the vehicle turned up several grams of methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia. The driver, 30-year-old Eureka resident Grace Miller, was arrested and booked into jail on charges of possession of stolen property, possession of a controlled substance, and possession of paraphernalia. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office responded to a domestic violence incident on Saturday at a residence on Lucas Lane in Laytonville. Deputies arrived on scene and spoke with the 35-year-old female victim. She said that her husband, 36-year-old Monroe Lucas, had been driving during the night while under the influence of methamphetamines, cocaine, and alcohol. When she attempted to take his car keys away, Lucas knocked her onto the floor. The victim suffered abrasions to her lip, left forearm, and left shin, but did not need medical attention. Lucas was arrested and booked into jail for corporal abuse of a spouse. Methamphetamines are a serious issue in Humboldt County, which is why community members gathered at the Redwood Acres Turf Club in Eureka on January 23rd as part of the Humboldt Meth Abuse Awareness Project. Those in attendance discussed what actions to take regarding meth abuse in the region. County Supervisor Estelle Fennell was on hand and shared her impressions on Talk Shop.
The meeting was great, a very, very good turnout, lots of answers in terms of dealing with meth in our community. How we get those answers and put them in motion is, of course, the big question. You know, the priorities are very often funding.
Fennell added that showing meth users the negative effects of the drug is a possible solution.
It's a drug, but I think, you know, adults get on it, and it's very, very hard for them to kick. You want to get to the stage where when it comes in front of them, they say, no, I've seen what it does. They need to be taught really, really early that this is not something you ever, ever want to try.
If you are interested in getting involved with the project, visit their website at hmaap.org. Humboldt County 4th District Supervisor Virginia Bass will announce her intention to seek re-election during an event on the county courthouse steps this Friday. The event is expected to run for about a half hour. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. In this month's Our Community News, we turn the focus to the impacts the statewide drought has had and will have on the economies of communities on the North Coast and in Southern Oregon. Record low rainfall and precipitation levels across California have led Governor Brown to declare a drought emergency in the state. Water conservation efforts are underway as communities from as diverse regions as San Diego County and Mendocino County struggle to deal with drought conditions. Drought affects the very basic components of our society: water and environmental quality, the ability to plant, sustain, and harvest crops, and the ability to maintain fish populations to keep the fishing and tourism industries alive are just a few. Farmers, dairymen, and other agricultural industries are directly affected by drought, and those effects spread to other ancillary and supporting industries. It will take a lot of rain and precipitation to get California out of the current drought conditions, but in the meantime, we'll look at the economic impacts of drought in our communities. And two Humboldt County residents were arrested in Red Bluff on Saturday for possession of marijuana. The Red Bluff Police Department conducted a traffic stop on a vehicle at the intersection of Antelope Boulevard and Rio Street. The driver, 27-year-old Ryan Toulet, and his passenger, 22-year-old Sage Vallett, both of Humboldt County, were found with over 100 pounds of processed marijuana. Toulet and Vallett were booked into Tehama County Jail on charges of transportation and possession of marijuana. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.